Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study. Stay with us today for a healthy program from the Life Study of Titus.
Amen.
This is Matt Miller, and John Pester has joined me for his first Life Study Radio Fellowship. John, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me, Matt.
John, our program today is from Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, and it's entitled, Bringing the Saints of Different Ages into an Orderly Life. Can you give a brief introductory word for our listeners today of what the program's going to be about?
Well, this particular message by Witness Lee is, I think, very helpful because it focuses not on kind of ethical behaviors, although it does talk about those kinds of issues, but it focuses it on the standpoint of life. We have to understand that the book of Titus is related to the maintenance of the order in the church, and that order often can be affected when there is not healthy teaching in the church. And that healthy teaching is not just healthy in the sense of that it's sound doctrine, but it's healthy in the sense that the teaching that brings the church into order is the teaching that conveys the divine life of which Paul was an apostle. He was an apostle according to the promise of life, and he also speaks about us about the hope of eternal life in the book of Titus. And so the whole issue of maintaining the order in the church relates to the saints' experience of the divine life which has been promised and which is their hope. And as the saints experience that life, the church comes into order.
You know, if you could ask the question, what one word describes Living Stream Ministry and your ministry? Probably it's this one word, life.
And that word is so intimately related with the notion of health.
You know, if you had one word to describe Martin Luther or Calvin in the Reformation movement, you might say it would be justification by faith. That describes them. People want to put people in a box. Well, I suppose you could put us in the box called life.
I would be happy to be in that box.
That's good. And so we'll at least give people the opportunity to do that. Okay, in our first section with Witness Lee, he's going to focus on the word healthy, okay, that's used by the apostle 3 times in Titus chapter 2. I referred to those already, but I'd like to read the first 2 verses and then verses 7 and 8, and then we'll go to Witness Lee for the third life study message of Titus. But you speak the things which are fitting to the healthy teaching. Exhort older men to be temperate, grave, of a sober mind, healthy in faith, in love, in endurance. Concerning all things, presenting yourself as a pattern of good works in your teaching, showing incorruption, gravity, healthy speech that cannot be condemned, that he who opposes may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Here's Witness Lee.
Now we come to the second chapter of Titus. In this portion, no doubt, is a word charging all the saints to live a proper outer life in the church. And in this charging word, the word healthy has been used 3 times. The first time it is used for the teaching of the apostles, which is called the healthy teaching. And the second time it is used for all the saints to be healthy in 3 things, in faith, in love, and in endurance. And the third time it is used for leading one in the church to set up himself a pattern to all the saints, to show the saints 3 things. Number 1, incorruptness. This is quite all-inclusive. Number two, gravity. And number three, healthy speech. Then Paul says, Titus, but as for you, speak the things which are fitting to healthy teaching. Don't deviate your speaking from the apostles' teaching. Only the apostles' teaching are healthy. Healthy teaching in these few books surely is the term denoting the apostles' teaching. We all must be reminded by the Lord whenever we speak, is what you are going to speak healthy? Healthy. That means what? Is it hygienic? Is it inoculate people against poisons? Is it supplying people with some life supply? Healthy. Not merely knowledge. Healthy.
John, we better stop here and talk about this word healthy, okay? Witness Lee just said that we should speak a word that's hygienic, a word that will inoculate people, okay? So they need to be inoculated against poison. Now, the Greek word that's used here and also throughout 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus is clearly translated from the Greek healthy, but many Bible translations translate this same word sound. It loses the same meaning as healthy. So why is this distinction so important?
Matt, many Bible translations, in fact, do translate this word as sound, and they also translate the word teaching as doctrine. And so you get in this particular verse sound doctrine. But the Greek word clearly relates to the concept of health and hygiene. Even if you go to Vine's Expository Dictionary and look up the word sound, you get the word health. And I think the word health is so important to realize because it contains the essence of what this book is all about. This book is about the need for there to be words of life being spoken in the church, words of life that convey life, that impart life to others. This is what this book is all about. If you have these kinds of speakings in the church, then the church will be healthy and order will be maintained. And so it's important to come back to the original Greek and realize that we need to not miss the point about life. And so by translating according to the actual literal Greek, I think you get the essence of this book in a much finer fashion. Otherwise, you think of it as sound teaching or sound doctrine, and what you get focused away from the impartation of the divine life through the speaking of words of life into a kind of a study of the Bible.
It's just mental.
It becomes a mental exercise, and you think that a church order can be maintained if you have a kind of mental understanding of all the doctrines in the Bible. You can have a mental understanding and apprehension of all of the doctrines of the Bible, but have a very unhealthy situation because the word of life that's behind those truths is not being conveyed. And it's important to realize that Paul was an apostle according to the promise of life. And in his speaking, he needed to convey that life. And his point to Titus was, don't get distracted with a lot of things that do not have life in them. Even in his previous epistle to Timothy, he spoke about the words of the people who opposed him, acting as gangrene. In other words, unhealthy words can be spoken that damage a person's relationship with the Lord. And sometimes those unhealthy words can just be in the form of dead and dry doctrines. And so we need to realize that healthy teaching, which are words that convey the reality of the divine life, that is what brings the church into order. And that's why it's important to focus on healthy as opposed to just sound.
In chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, Paul charged Timothy to tell certain ones not to teach different things,
right,
which are opposed to healthy teaching, which is 1 Timothy 1:10. Those other teachings are opposed to the healthy teaching.
Right.
Anything other than God's New Testament economy is an unhealthy teaching. So you can see why with the Apostle Paul, out of the one who wrote 14 of the 27 New Testament epistles, there is this focus on life. He was an apostle according to the promise of life, and he's the only writer in the New Testament that referred to the church as the body of Christ, a healthy organism. So I don't know if we can focus on this matter of life enough, but we better stop and go on or we're going to run out of time. Let's go on and continue with Witness Lee as he talks about Paul's admonition in Titus chapter 2.
When we fight the battle for the truth, we have to behave ourselves to the uttermost. We must be the top humans. Our daily lives, our family life, must be the top human life. This is why Paul, he wrote in such a detailed way to tell the aged man to be human and the aged man to be temperate. And we need to be grave, a kind of super human virtue that invites others' respect. All elderly saints in the church needs all these virtues, to be temperate, to be grave, and also of a sober mind. It seems, to Paul's opinion, everyone needs a sober mind. Old one needs one, a young one needs one, the sister needs one, and the brother needs one. Everyone needs sober mind. Sober where? In the mind. Burning where? In the spirit. To be a proper human being, we need this. Then healthy in faith. This means every day you are under the transfusion of the organic union. By what way could we be so healthy? No other way. By getting into the Word to contact God through living prayers in our spirit. You must contact God in such a living way, by the Word in the Spirit. Then you have the faith added more and more into you. Faith is just the infusion of the living God through our contact of His Word in the Spirit. Faith is this, just a living person infused into us, then we get into the organic union with this divine person. Then we are healthy.
John, there's a lot here. Witness Lee started this section out talking about superhuman virtue, to be grave, a virtue that inspires respect. I think that's what he said. I think we've all seen that in certain believers who love the Lord. There's this gravity, and Paul is charging Titus to talk to the old women, the young women, the old men, the young men, all to pursue this virtue. But how does it happen? You know, I think we better talk about the terminology that Witness Lee used at the end, because it's critical to understand how someone could have these kind of virtues. Okay, we're healthy in the faith when we're under the infusion of the living God through our contact of His Word in the Spirit. Okay, that brings us into an organic union with the divine living person who's been infused into us. Okay, this may just be foreign language, John. I think we need to break some of this down a little bit for our listeners.
Well, I think once again, this relates to the concept of healthy teaching. Healthy teaching, according to the Word, is our words that convey and contain the spirit of life that is in the Word. The words that the Lord spoke and the words that are in the Bible are words of spirit and life, and they contain life and they convey life. And so a healthy teaching actually imparts and infuses the living God into those who are receive that word. Paul in Galatians speaks of the hearing of faith. In other words, when words of life are spoken, faith is imparted into a believer, and a person begins to believe because Christ is made so precious to that person. Christ is made so real, and an apostle is a person who has the full apprehension and appreciation of all of these divine realities. And in his speaking, he's able to convey and the reality of that word into those that are receiving the word. And so, in fact, God is imparted. I appreciate that word. It says, receive in meekness the engrafted word. The word can actually be imparted and grafted into our being in a living way. And this is what an apostle is. And so when that happens, when God is imparted into the believer's spirit and there's an appreciation in the believer's mind, emotion, and will, and in the receiving of the living God, then there is an organic relationship and an organic union between God and man, so that he who is joined to the Lord is in fact one spirit, and that there is a realization and an appreciation and the beginning of Christ making his home in our heart. And so there's this aspect of organic union, and that's why the word healthy in the book of Titus is so important, because it implies the organic union.
Well, it seems like this organic union, this infusion of Christ as a living person into our being, this intimate relationship of loving the Lord, receiving him, contacting him, is really what the Christian life is all about.
You know, the best way to understand this is to realize and ask all of our listeners to reflect back on their experience of believing in the Lord. Someone came to them and began to speak about the Lord in one of his precious aspects, whether it was his human living, whether it was his death or resurrection,
his love,
something of the Lord's person and work was spoken by a believer into us when we received the Lord. And as we were hearing these words, the reality of that person and the reality of that work was being imparted into our being, and we responded. An hour earlier, we were the toughest atheist, but then someone came to us, and an hour later, after hearing this word and having it infused into our being, all of a sudden we just opened up to the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I receive you. Lord Jesus, I need you. And there was something that transpired in our being. Maybe we didn't feel it physically, but there was something that we realized, I am a different person. And in fact, from that point on, there was a realization, I'm a healthy person.
That's the biggest miracle in the world, I think.
Right. So our experience substantiates the organic union. Our experience substantiates the infusion.
It's wonderful. And not only does it come to us through the speaking, sometimes it'll come through just a gospel track or a book.
Right.
It also happens through the writing. John, we better go on and get a final section with Witness Lee. Let's go on for the conclusion of today's life study.
Aged women, likewise. You all know demeanor here even includes your clothing, your attitude, your appearance, your deportment, your demeanor. What you show people outwardly. And this must befit the part of the church service you are participating. Not slanders, nor enslaved by much wine, teachers of what is good, that they may train the young women, I mean the young sisters, to be lovers of their husband. A wife must be an absolute lover of the husband, and lovers of their children. Again, of a sober mind, chaste, workers at home. Don't have a kind of a life that calls the people around you to blaspheme the word of God. The younger women, likewise, the old woman should be like the old man, and the younger woman should be like the old woman. Exhort to be of a sober mind. We all need a sober mind concerning all things, concerning all things. Show yourself a pattern of good works in everything. In your teaching, you show yourself as a pattern with these three things: incorruptness, gravity, and healthy speech.
J. John, there's a lot here and a little bit of time left. How about if you give us a brief conclusion?
Well, Matt, in conclusion, I think we need to realize and focus in on these terms, healthy, organic union, and even godliness. The organic union is the reality that takes place when our spirit is born of the divine spirit. So that which is born of the spirit is spirit. When we believed in the Lord, our spirit was regenerated. The divine spirit came into our human spirit, and we were enlivened with the divine life. Even our spirit became one spirit.
What a precious, precious message. Our time's up. This is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee.